patriots like you who donate to this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 82 in Topeka, 84 in Manhattan. It's 6:06.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Humanities Kansas, presenting the traveling exhibit Sorting Out Race at the Johnson County Community College, featuring thrift store objects depicting race and ethnicity through July 28th. Information at humanitieskansas.org.
Coming up in just a moment, remembering the life and career of comedian Bob Newhart. Get you an update of news headlines at 6:30, then another half hour of All Things Considered yet to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library summer reading events this June and July with the Floor is Lava art exhibit in the Alice Sabatini Gallery and daily events for elementary ages. More at tscpl.org.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Classics Live tonight, Hidden Gems by Women Composers, the Navo Trio, oboe, violin, and piano. We'll be playing three pieces by Anna Bonn, Annie Guzzo, and Dorothy Howell. Gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR One stations. Join us for Classics Live, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR2 tonight, we do have a little bit of a change in the schedule. Tonight we'll be hearing KPR Presents, then shifting over to the BBC World Service at 10 o'clock, a special live presentation at a special time of The Middle with Jeremy Hobson, taking your calls as they wrap up coverage of the RNC convention in Milwaukee. The time is 6:20.
Rhetoric. The Democratic nominee struggles with COVID amid anxiety within his party over his fitness for the job. Whatever side you're on, this election is fueling a range of emotions. Tips on managing your election anxiety tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host is Jay Schaefer.
If it's not worth the time or effort to sell that old car, truck, or motorcycle, KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can turn it into the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are up next. It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Chanute. It is 6:30.
Nomination in Milwaukee this evening. He's also expected to deliver a set of deeply personal remarks following last weekend's assassination attempt. Here's NPR's Ashley Lopez.
Sources familiar with Trump's remarks say the former president ripped up the speech that was written before the shooting in Pennsylvania. Instead, he's expected to give a more unifying speech that sources say conveys a deeply personal message. During a private event in Milwaukee this morning, he said what happened was a close call and that God was with him that day.
In many ways, it changes your attitude, your viewpoint on life. And I think, honestly, I think you appreciate God even more. I really do.
Ultimately, though, it is hard to predict exactly what Trump's tone and message will be, largely because Trump often goes off script during events. Ashley Lopez, NPR News.
The Washington Post says former President Obama is joining the chorus of high-level Democrats calling for President Biden to step away from his reelection bid. Democratic leaders in both Houses of Congress, Hakeem Jeffries in the House and Chuck Schumer in the Senate, have also urged Biden to step back. The president is at home in Delaware after testing positive for COVID yesterday with mild symptoms. His deputy campaign manager, Quentin Folks, told reporters Biden is feeling fine and has no plans to step back from the campaign.
He is not wavering on anything. The president has made his decision. Joe Biden has said he is running for president of the United States. Our campaign is moving forward with drawing a vision and a contrast between that of Project 2025 and what we have seen for the past 3 days here in Milwaukee, the extreme agenda of Republicans, and that's where our focus is.
Former President Obama told allies he thinks Biden's path to victory has greatly diminished. Stocks finished lower across the board on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A new report by the Commonwealth Fund shows it's harder for women to access health care in Kansas than in most other states. As Rose Conlon reports, researchers link that to the state's failure to expand Medicaid.
In the report, Kansas ranks 32nd, below average, on overall women's health metrics, but it scores particularly poorly on issues of affordability and access. Kansas women of reproductive age are less likely to be insured than the same group nationwide and are nearly twice as likely to self-pay for hospital births. Lead author Sarah Collins says the state's failure to expand Medicaid means more Kansas women are uninsured before pregnancy.
It means that women enter the pregnancy having had less access to health care, particularly if they're poor or low income.
She says that can contribute to adverse maternal and infant health outcomes, even if women obtain Medicaid coverage during pregnancy. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The everyday consumer and the broader dairy industry have not been hurt so far by the bird flu outbreak in milk cows. According to academics who study dairy markets and industry groups, the supply and demand for milk has not changed in the 4 months since cows first tested positive for the virus. Alan Birga of the National Milk Producers Federation says avian influenza is still very much on the mind of dairy producers.
And it's something that we have to watch because of the public health issues, you know, both for animals and for farm workers as well. But it's not been something that has been affecting the consumer marketplace.
Bird flu has been reported in just 13 states at only a small fraction of the country's dairies. And federal agencies say pasteurization makes milk safe to drink. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, clear skies tonight with a low around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tomorrow evening, becoming mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers after midnight. We're expecting a low in the lower 60s. There's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. For Saturday night, a 50% chance of showers and storms and a low in the mid-60s. This is KPR.
Support. Swamp Women and Attack of the Crab Monsters.
So, you have wounded me. I must grow a new claw. Well and good, for I can do it in a day.
Doors open 6:30, tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, and many other frequencies. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
Stay with us. Another 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. If you're joining us on KPR One tonight, stick around for Classics Live at 7 o'clock, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. Never miss that. Then, of course, we'll have Jazz in the Night for you, getting you through the overnight hours here on KPR One stations. On KPR Two, we have a slight change. At 7 o'clock, as usual, you will hear KPR Presents with Kay McIntyre. Then we will shift over to the BBC World Service. At 10 o'clock, you will hear The Middle with Jeremy Hobson, moving it out of its normal slot. It's a special live broadcast call in with your opinions of what took place as they wrap up the RNC convention in Milwaukee.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, focused on helping to preserve your most valuable asset. More information about home preservation is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Olympics is track and field. Athletes will run sprint.
And from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, at WTGrantFDN.org.
Election season can make you feel angry, stressed, or scared for the future. We have tips on how to manage your election anxiety tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Jay Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at PinesGardenMarket.com.
Stay tuned. Up next, we have Classics Live, focusing on women composers tonight. Then it's an hour of classical music with Destiny. It's Tango Thursday. We will also hear a harmonica concerto, some Sibelius as well. Then it's time for Jazz in the Night. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Woolsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Clear skies tonight with a low around 60. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Highs on Saturday and Sunday only getting into the upper 70s. Then the heat makes a return. This is KPR. It's 7:01.
Welcome to the Polsky Theater. This is Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio, a weekly concert featuring the best in live classical music within the KPR listening area. We're at a Rule Joyce recital called Hidden Gems by Women Composers, played by the three accomplished women members of the Navo Trio, violinist Veronique Matu, oboist Margaret Marco, and pianist Ellen Summer. Here they are with the Trio No. 3 by an 18th century Venetian composer and musician named Anna Bonn, who was well-known and quite respected in her day. Thank you.
Now we're going to play a selection called Shimmering Sentinels by Annie Guzzo. Annie is a composer, friend, teaches at the University of Wyoming. I've worked with Annie, Margaret and I actually have worked with Annie closely, commissioning a piece of hers before as well for another group. And I've also worked with Annie. She was actually at the University of Kansas in 2019 for the Women in Music Conference, and I played one of her commissions as well. This piece describes, it's a piece about nature, and it describes aspen trees, and it describes how aspen trees have a strong root system that gives it strength, and then the sound of the aspen leaves and how the sound of the wind through those. So you're going to hear that. It's kind of like this tossing back and forth. This is Shimmering Sentinels by Annie Guzzo.
Thank you. Well, thank you again so much for spending some time with us today. It really has been wonderful to perform for you this afternoon. We are now at the end of our program. We have one more piece to play for you by Dorothy Howell, who is a greatly overlooked composer from England. And she is such a prolific composer, and really we hope that her works will get to be known more and more, as there is a growing interest to rediscover works written by women composers from the past eras. So the work we're playing is written originally for violin, oboe, and piano, which is not a very common combination of instruments, and this is also why we have been commissioning some composers to write for our trio. So Dorothy was also a great pianist, a concert pianist. She premiered many of her own compositions and performed with orchestras as soloists. So she was a very, very successful musician during her lifetime. And this program you've heard today is for us really an ongoing project. We have many more works by women composers, many commissions underway. So this is really something that we, all three of us, feel really, really deeply about. And we hope that you got to discover some composers today that you were glad to hear and to discover. And we'll be working on a CD this summer. And meanwhile, we have some of our previous CDs available if you wish to take one home at the exit after the concert. So this is Dorothy Howell, Air Variations for Trio.
And I might add, I want to thank Doreen Morunde for all of the work she does to keep this going and all of the behind the scenes. Doreen, thank you. And thank you to you all for being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
by 20th century English composer and pianist Dorothy Howell. That was Dorothy Howell's Air, Variations, and Finale for oboe, violin, and piano from 1949. Reviving the work were oboist Margaret Marco, violinist Veronique Mathieu, and pianist Ellen Summer. Together, the women are known as the Navo Trio, which emerged in 2023 as a subset from the Navo Arts Ensemble, which is internationally recognized musicians who have made their home in Kansas. The Navo Trio and the Navo Arts Chamber Musicians are dedicated to providing excellent free concerts to the public in this area. Thank you for joining us for this Ruel Joyce recital featuring Hidden Gems by Women Composers. For more information, please visit navoarts.com. Chuck Smith, one of KPR's recording engineers, recorded this at the Midwest Trust Center for the Performing Arts at Johnson County Community College. I'm Cordelia Brown. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That's a KPR recording from the summer of 2021, the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, for music by Louise Farrakh. She wrote that in 1849, her nonet for winds and strings in E-flat here on KPR. This has been Classics Live on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Support for Classics Live on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information is at reader.ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details and how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. This is KPR on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and of course through KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Republican National Convention culminates tonight with an acceptance speech by Donald Trump. It will be his third nomination as the GOP standard bearer and part of an effort to try to return the former president to the Oval Office. Mike Pompeo, who is Trump's Secretary of State, attacked President Joe Biden, highlighting foreign policy accomplishments and border security initiatives under the Trump administration.
Our southern border is a welcome mat. It's a welcome mat for Islamist terrorists, drug dealers, Chinese spies, and violent criminals. Ladies and gentlemen, President Biden sold out our citizens and our security and our sovereignty, and we need to get it back, and I am confident that we will get it back.
Trump is on the floor listening to speeches with his ear bandaged following this past weekend's assassination attempt in Pennsylvania. His son Eric is expected to speak prior to his father's speech. A spokesperson for former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding to reports she has told President Biden he cannot win re-election, with a statement that does not explicitly deny the reported details. CNN says the California Democrat told Biden polls show he can't defeat Donald Trump, that his continued candidacy could prevent Democrats from retaking the House. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly had similar conversations. Biden is off the campaign trail, recuperating from COVID. A federal appellate court agreed to block a new Biden administration Title IX rule this week. The rule to extend protections to LGBTQ students was supposed to go into effect August 1st. Kentucky Public Radio's Sylvia Goodman reports.
The three members of an appeals court panel agreed that the central parts of a new Title IX rule should not be allowed to go into effect. The rule redefined sex discrimination to include sexual orientation and gender identity. But the expansive rule also touched on protections for pregnant students and changed the requirements for grievance procedures. The panel blocked the entirety of the rule from taking effect in six states, agreeing with a Kentucky federal judge's decision last month. For NPR News, I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort, Kentucky.
Shoppers spent a record amount over the past 2 days during Amazon's Prime Day sales. NPR's Alina Selyuk has more.
Amazon created the two-day Prime Sale to get people shopping during otherwise slow summertime, and it's now a retail-wide event, with people spending a record $14 billion on shopping in the past 2 days. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which tracks shopping transactions across the internet. The firm finds it's an 11% increase in spending from last year. A note that Amazon is among NPR's recent financial supporters. The company did not share its own spending totals, but did report that Prime members spent more than ever as people bought electronics, appliances, skincare products, and back-to-school supplies. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street, the Dow down more than 500 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Joan B. Kroc, whose bequest serves as an enduring investment in the future of public radio and seeks to help NPR produce programming that meets the highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate July 18th. If you ever visit the planet Mercury, take along your old eclipse glasses. They're not for looking at the sun, you might need something even darker for that. Instead, you might want them just to see your way across the planet itself. Mercury is so close to the Sun that sunlight is more than 10 times more intense than on Earth. Mercury is the closest planet to the Sun, an average of about 40% of Earth's distance. But Mercury's orbit is the most lopsided of any of the Sun's major planets. So when Mercury is closest to the Sun, sunlight is almost 2.5 times as intense as when the planet is farthest. All of that solar energy makes Mercury the second hottest planet. Only Venus is hotter. At the equator, temperatures hit about 800 degrees Fahrenheit. But that doesn't mean you couldn't beat the heat. Mercury doesn't have an atmosphere to circulate heat around the planet, so nighttime temperatures drop to almost 300 below zero, and the bottoms of some craters at the poles never see the sun at all. They stay cold enough to preserve big deposits of ice, perfect places to beat the heat on a scorching planet. Mercury is just peeking into view in the evening twilight. It looks like a fairly bright star, quite low in the west as night falls. The view is better from southern locations, so while you might not see it at all from Minneapolis, you shouldn't have any trouble from San Antonio or Miami. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns, located in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. I'm Billy Henry.
Happy Tango Thursday, friends. Here on KPR, Cello Rondo playing for us a traditional Argentinian tango. I am your host, Destiny, and I love Thursdays because I get to play tango. And in fact, at around 8:35, I've got more in the form of a harmonica concerto. Oh, it's going to be so good. I have a great concerto also coming right up. But first, I've got to tell you about tomorrow night at Liberty Hall, KPR's Cinema A Go-Go. It's like a night at Red Lobster gone horribly wrong. That's funny. We've got two Roger Corman specials, Attack of the Crab Monsters, in which monster crabs chow down on slow-moving humans, ugh, and Swamp Woman, which is just what the title says. It's at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Details are at kansaspublicradio.org. Wow, sounds fun. I have a great recording. It's an oldie, but it's a goodie from an era gone by. Yasha Heifetz on violin, one of the greatest violinists of all time, playing the Sibelius Violin Concerto. We have not played that in a while here at KPR, and this recording is from 1935. It's such a true gem to find such a brilliant violinist playing this, well, as perfectly as he does. This is with Sir Thomas Beecham conducting the London Phil and Yasha Heifetz on violin, Sibelius Violin Concerto on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Just wow. Could you imagine playing the violin like that? I wish I could. I need to go home and practice. Sibelius Violin Concerto here on KPR, an old recording, but such a gem. 1935. Sir Thomas Beecham and the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Incredible playing. Sometimes we have little hidden gems like that on KPR. I've been talking a lot about gems this week. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Well, I have a concerto that was recorded much more recently now to share with you as a treat for this Tango Thursday. It's by Hietor Villa-Lobos, and it's a harmonica concerto. This is going to be so fun. I really wish I could play the harmonica well. I try, but I can't. It's with Gerard Schwartz and the New York Chamber Symphony and Robert Bonfiglio on harmonica, right now on KPR.
Thank you.
Yes, here on KPR, a harmonica concerto to end our week together with Robert Bonfiglio playing the harmonica, Gerard Schwartz and the New York Chamber Symphony. Oh, Heitor Villa-Lobos, loved it. I love all of you. I hope you have just the best weekend, but keep listening to KPR because Jazz in the Night is up next after NPR News. See you soon.
Shut up. How both of you shut up.
Cinema Agogo celebrates B-movie maker Roger Corman with a night of Cormania. Friday night at Liberty Hall, it's Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women.
Oh, Bob, honey, you're just so strong and big and brave.
Doors open 6:30. Tickets at the door. Get the scoop at kansaspublicradio.org.
We are unquestionably on the brink of a great discovery.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place to find classical music and NPR news, Kansas Public Radio. For KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library's summer reading and events this June and July with Adventure Mobile Curiosity Club activities and the Beanstack app to track reading. Details at tscpl.org/summer reading. And the Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Info at greenladylounge.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Former President Donald Trump will soon deliver the final speech to wrap up the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. As NPR's Yong Yuan reports, the remarks will be the first time Trump addresses the public since he survived an assassination attempt Saturday.
Republicans have stood by Trump in the immediate aftermath of the attack, and House Speaker Mike Johnson says Trump's speech tonight will strike a chord with delegates.
After the assassination attempt, I think there's an emotional aspect to this that just can't be discounted. So it's going to be a big night.
Johnson says he expects the former president to present a, quote, America First message of unity and vision.
He loves the American people. He loves what America stands for. And I think he's going to articulate that tonight and have a clear vision for where we're going. I think it's going to resonate with the American people, just like J.D. Vance's speech did last night.
Trump backed Johnson when he first ran for the speakership in October, and he defended the speaker when he was almost vacated from the post. Jung Yoon Han, NPR News, Milwaukee.
From former Trump lawyer Lena Haba to wrestler Hulk Hogan to Eric Trump, the cast of characters at tonight's final night of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee shows the extent to which the party has changed. Hogan, the former professional wrestler and entertainer, talked about putting opponents on the mat and returning Trump to the White House.
Let Trumpomania run wild, brother! Let Trumpomania rule again! Let Trumpomania make America great again!
The comments drawing roars from delegates and smiles from the GOP nominee. And leading up to the president's acceptance speech, Eric Trump said his father survived not just an attempt on his life, but has withstood every challenge thrown his way.
He stood tall, fueled not by personal ambition,
but by a profound love for this country and a love for all of you, the American people. That man is my father. That man is the 45th president and soon to be 47th president of the United States. That man is Donald J. Trump.
Trump reportedly has revised his speech following his recent brush with death. A spokesperson for former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is responding to reports she has told President Biden he cannot win re-election, with a statement that does not explicitly deny the reported details. CNN says the California Democrat told Biden polls show he can't defeat Donald Trump and his continued candidacy could prevent Democrats from retaking the House. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly had similar conversations. Biden is off the campaign trail, recuperating from COVID. Stocks continue to lose ground today in what appears to now be a more widespread decline as investors look to rebalance portfolios. The Dow fell more than 500 points. You're listening to NPR. The U.S. says it is giving more than $200 million in new aid for Sudan and urging others to follow suit. As NPR's Michelle Kelman explains, the U.S. describes Sudan as the worst humanitarian crisis in the world.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations is trying to rally countries to give more to Sudan and use their influence with Sudan's army and a rival paramilitary force to get them to negotiate. Linda Thomas-Greenfield says many in Sudan are facing famine and eating dirt to survive.
The scale of this crisis is overwhelming, but now is not a moment to throw up our hands. We must continue to fight for the people of Sudan.
The U.S. is urging Sudan to open up its border with Chad to allow in aid, and Thomas Greenfield says the U.N. Security Council should step in if aid continues to be blocked. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Comedian Bob Newhart has died. That's according to his longtime publicist, who says the actor and stand-up comedian died today at his home in Los Angeles from natural causes. Newhart's droll and deadpan humor was an important part of two acclaimed sitcoms he hosted, The Bob Newhart Show, which ran for 142 episodes between 1972 and 1978, and Newhart, which started in 1982 and ran for 8 seasons. The Grammy and Emmy-winning actor, who also appeared in movies, was born in Oak Park, Illinois. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. Despite a rocky trading session on Wall Street today, crude oil futures prices held mostly steady, oil ending the session down 3 cents a barrel to settle at $82.32 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include ECMC Foundation, whose North Star is to eliminate equity gaps in post-secondary completion by 2040 so that underserved learners have greater opportunity for social and economic mobility.
Coy Tyner's piece, Fly With the Wind, from the new album by trombonist Conrad Herwig here on KPR. The album, The Latin Side of McCoy Tyner. Terrific band for sure. Conrad Herwig playing trombone with Craig Handy on sax, Alec Norris trumpet, Bill O'Connell at the piano with Robbie Amin and Ruben Rodriguez as well on drums and bass, and conga drummer Camilo Molina. In just over 10 minutes, we're going to hear from the album Cubop from pianist Zakiya Curtis. And in this next set, we'll have a song from Mary Stallings. Starting off, though, this next set with pianist Ji-Hee Hyo, the pianist from South Korea, been in New York for a number of years now with a new album called Flow. She's got Alexander Claffey and Joe Farnsworth bass and drums on two tunes. Special guest alto saxophonist Vincent Herring. This is one of them, Ji-Hee Hyo's own composition called The Hidden Giant on KPR.